Tonight's video is about two friends that go out camping and hiking together on a mini getaway in the mountains of Colorado, which originally turned out to be something of a beautiful and relaxing getaway, has turned into something horrifying. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. Has anyone had a similar experience? Me and my friend Sam decided to go on a vacation to Colorado. We recorded plenty of videos, because it's not every day you go to Colorado. Looking back, I should have noticed that something was up. His weird behavior started around 4 days after we went into the mountains. But personally, he noticed stuff that he chalked up to nature stuff. First off, we saw a weird creature running around. It looked sort of humanoid, but I saw antlers, so I thought that it was just a moose or a deer. Later in the day, we saw a red patch in the snow. We decided to reach into the snow and grab whatever was in there, and he pulled out a deer's leg. Strangely, we couldn't find the rest of the deer anywhere nearby. We chalked it up to just a wolf being a sloppy eater. The next day, we found something even weirder. Another hiker saw us and whipped out a knife. It didn't look like it was made of steel or any common metal. It honestly looked like silver. But there's no way anyone would sanely make a silver knife when you could just use a cheaper metal. He stared at us for a couple of seconds, but eventually put his knife away. I was relieved. I thought he would try to rob us for sure. But I waved at him, and he waved back. Sam laughed once we were away, but I just told him to stop and think. "He may be following us," I told him. Sam just laughed harder. After a bit, he eventually calmed down. We kept walking, but I couldn't shake off the feeling of being watched. I kept looking behind me, but I saw nothing. One time, I thought I saw something disappear behind a tree, but I shrugged it off. As I looked ahead, Sam gasped, "Look behind you!" I whipped around and saw the guy from earlier. He handed me a piece of paper and walked away. The piece of paper said the following: "Rabid deer have been sighted around Colorado. Avoid at all costs, no matter what. If you get bitten, you may get rabies or another animal's transmitted diseases. Remember, avoid at all costs." We decided to head back to the cabin we rented, but we heard a weird grinding noise. We saw a deer staring at us, and then continued whatever it was doing. It started scraping a rock with its antler. It looked at us again, and started foaming at the mouth. It started walking towards us, and we bolted. We heard it behind us, screeching. Fortunately, Sam had a water bottle. He threw it at the deer, presumably infected with rabies. I think this because the water bottle snapped in half, pouring water all over the deer.
The deer stopped in its tracks and fell over in the snow. It looked scared of water, like rabies-infected animals do, but it looked more like it was. I know this sounds stupid, but hear me out. The deer knew that animals infected with rabies were hydrophobic, and it looked like someone acting apart. I looked at it, and it stared at me with pure, undilated hate in its eyes. We walked back to the cabin. At night, we heard scraping on the walls. I tried to call 911, animal control, anyone, but my cell service sucked. We locked all the doors and windows and went to bed. We didn't have any weapons, so we slept in shifts. We didn't want a rabid deer getting in, biting us, and causing us a slow, painful death. We woke up the fourth day, checking each other for bites. Nothing. We decided to hike down the mountain to a local camping store. We got guns, bear spray, bullets, and knives. We also got some hot dogs. Since we had stocked up on weapons, we decided to go hiking, armed this time. We saw a deer looking around our cabin. It was foaming at the mouth, and its antler seemed whittled down. We shot at it, and our bullets connected. It turned around and reared up on its hind legs. Sam screamed and threw his knife at it. The knife stuck into the deer's head, causing it to recoil. It walked away and seemed to be taunting us, begging us to shoot it. Its head was constantly facing us. I wanted so badly to shoot it, but that wouldn't harm it. We contemplated leaving, but it was getting dark, and a dark cloud was approaching. That meant more snow, so we decided to stay one more night. That was a huge mistake. I think that is why Sam caught rabies, or zombie disease, or whatever happened. The deer came back, and it started making a noise. Sniffing. The sniffs increased in speed until they sounded like a demonic laugh. It started slamming itself into our window. We quickly placed everything we could to cover it. We covered everything we could. We huddled near the fireplace, waiting for a cold rush of wind and snow to cover the window and block the deer. But the snow never came. I wish the snow had. Truth be told, I always loved the snow. But in that moment, I loved it more. I begged it to come to kill the deer, to protect us. I didn't care that we might die. I just wanted that horrifying deer carrying that abomination of a disease to die in the pit of snow. The snow didn't come. We barricaded the door. We didn't think we'd survive. We decided to sleep in shifts again, so we could at least make the night feel a bit faster. I was asleep when I heard it. Glass shattering. And a scream from the living room. I heard something that sounded like paper tearing, and Sam screamed as loud as he could. I ran into the living room. The deer was gone. Sam was okay. Sam was white as a ghost. I decided to look outside. No deer. I looked at the black cloud, past us. I pulled Sam into the car by force and headed home. After a long drive of Sam never talking, we got home. I dropped him off and headed to my apartment. I walked in and collapsed on the bed. I finally got some sleep. In the morning, I texted Sam asking him why he was screaming. No answer. I called him. He answered, but he just kept breathing. He never answered anything. I turned on the news and was shocked. Two human bodies were discovered in the Denver Mountains. One seems to have been dead a long time, due to its skin decaying away and its teeth being ripped out. But the other one is fresh, dead by a self-inflicted wound, with a knife still in its throat. We have identified the fresh one, but due to the other's teeth being ripped out, we cannot determine their identity. The news showed a picture of the identified corpse. It was the guy with the knife. I went to Sam's apartment to tell him what had happened, but the door was wide open. Everything in his room was destroyed. Muddy footprints went towards the road. A note was left in the room. Be back soon. Did anything similar like this happen to anyone else that you know? If so, please tell me. Because the police haven't found Sam yet. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed tonight's story. And if you do have anything that's similar to this that happened to you or a friend of yours, let us know down in the comments below. And if you want to continue to hear this spooky content, subscribe and click on that video that you see up on your screen now. Go ahead. Click on it. I dare you.